720 WGN. Everybody on the text line is reminding me that Wendy Snyder and her kids and her husband are going tonight to the Stones. Mary, we might see Wendy and Jimmy Mack and the kids there.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. She was going crazy. I thought she was going Sunday for some reason, but I think you're right. It is tonight.
And she's the queen of rock and roll. She's never seen them either, so.
Well, she's going to have the right pants on.
Who cares what kind of pants you have on?
Your pants look fine. You realize you're going to be about 20 years younger than the average person there.
No one's going to see me. Who cares?
Joe Brand is on the phone. Joe, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Lisa, but I kind of want to go to the Stones concert now after all the talk about it.
You're in Vegas.
It's hot here.
Yeah, I can imagine. What is the temp there?
It's 104 right now, but it's a dry 104.
It's a dry heat.
So it's not like that sticky humidity we're used to.
This is Joe Brand. You know our friend Joe Brand, Blackhawks pre and post, host of Blackhawks Live, previewing the NHL draft. You've got to be having a good time out there, I hope.
Yeah. Listen, there's worse gigs to do, and right now it's a pretty good setup. Looking forward to the NHL awards show tonight. Looks like Connor Bedard will win the Calder Trophy and for Rookie of the Year, and then we got the draft tomorrow at the Sphere, so a whole bunch of fun things to look forward to.
Andy's in here, too. Kevin's not here today, so you know you're going to hear his voice. Everybody's confident. I mean, we all thought that trophy was going to Connor. It looks like a shoe-in, right?
I mean, yeah, probably. Yeah, some fans in Minnesota, and they might think otherwise because their rookie and Brock Faber had a very good year as a defenseman, putting up a lot of points and having a better plus-minus than Connor Bedard. But you know, most fans know that plus-minus tells a great deal of how your team is doing and not just how you are doing. So clearly Connor Bedard didn't get a lot of help. So his plus-minus isn't as impressive as Brock Faber, but still leading all rookies in scoring and in goals, and just everything he was able to overcome as an 18-year-old in the NHL. I honestly think it'd be a little silly for the NHL not to crown him Rookie of the Year because I think it's quite deserving.
Are there a lot of fans out there? Do fans come out and, you know, hang out and partake in the draft activities?
You know, I will say I haven't seen a ton just yet. There's a lot of people here. I mean, despite the weather, it's still Vegas. There's still a ton of traffic on the sidewalks. But I really remember last year, and granted, that was in Nashville. The Hawks were going to draft Connor Bedard. It's a closer commute, and it's just a fun time down in Nashville. Not that it isn't here, but I think a lot more things were working in the Hawks' favor last year. But I imagine we'll see a lot of red sweaters through the next couple of days, no matter how hot it is here.
Who do you want the Hawks to draft?
I mean, I hate to be a flip-flopper, but I feel like so much more speculation and so much more promise has been going towards the Russian and Ivan Demidov now, with kind of some of these uncertainties pretty much being cleared up. He's got a bigger build, a bigger size than he had last been reported as. The Hawks got to meet with him. Danny Wirtz got to meet with him down in Florida a couple of weeks ago, just to kind of see what kind of person he was. I know they were really impressed with his personality and just who he was as a person. And, I mean, it seems like his agent is pretty dead set on getting him to the NHL. That was another outlier. How long will he still be playing in Russia? But he seems pretty committed to coming over to the NHL. But the end of the story is they're going to get a good player no matter what. It pretty much seems like it's going to come down to either Ivan Demidov or Artem Lebshnov. And you need both sides of the coin for a good hockey team. You need a lot of offense. You need explosive offense. But you need some shutdown defense. And that's why I was really big on the other guy, Artem Lebshnov. But it almost seems like there's too much upside now on Ivan Demidov to not go with him.
How much time you got to spend learning all those names?
Oh, Andy knows it well.
Yeah, too well.
You say it a couple of times, and then it just becomes muscle memory. So it's not too bad for play-by-play guys.
And do you think those are good picks, Andy?
I certainly do. I mean, that's the thinking, at least. A big-bodied defenseman or the same kind of a size for a forward. I want to go to another Russian real quick here because the Blackhawks tried to sneak a trade past everybody last night with Ilya Mikheyev. They also get Sam Lafferty, or at least the rights to Sam Lafferty, and it was basically a dump of salary for Vancouver. But could this guy be one that pays off at least on the bottom six?
Yeah, no, I definitely think so. I mean, this just seems like a move that is all upside and really no risk. The only thing the Hawks gave up was a fourth-round pick. and they're getting another second-round pick in a couple of years, not to mention McCabe, like you said, and Sam Lafferty, who the Hawks and Hawks fans know quite well. I mean, this was a move for Vancouver to clear some money off their books so that they could spend a little more of this free agency. And Kyle Davidson has a track record for hitting on these types of things. He did so with Sam Lafferty a couple of years ago when he acquired him over from the Pittsburgh Penguins. He signed Jason Dickinson to just a two-year deal recently after trading for him from Vancouver, because these are guys that don't really have a spot on teams that are going to be more competitive at the moment. That's exactly what the Hawks see in Ilya Mikheyev and Sam Lafferty for this moment. And Mikheyev's kind of a wild card because he didn't have a lot of production last year. He's dealt with injuries, but he does have a lot of speed and he does have a lot of offensive upside. It's just a matter of totally, you know, utilizing it and captivating it. And the Hawks are probably in a better situation to give him that opportunity to do so because he can get more playing time and better minutes. And who knows, maybe it's just all a win-win for the Hawks. It's optimistic thinking, but it could happen.
That's what we're hoping for. Will you come back and join us tomorrow, Joe?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Won't miss it. I got to hear what kind of pants Mary wore.
That's right. They won't be as wild as what Mick Jagger is wearing.
No one can do that, though.
Exactly.